content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Our State Magazine, Yes Weekly, The Wilmington Magazine, and Walter Magazine, and Indie Week. Our first article today is from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Tulum. Tulum's website says that the restaurant's concept is inspired by the beauty, the beaches, and the atmosphere of the wonderful beaches of Tulum in Mexico, where magical and unique stories take place. I've never been there, but it sounds pretty special. This Winston-Salem restaurant has some special elements as well. The bar offers numerous creative concoctions. The margarita leans toward the sweet side, large and attractive. Other bar selections were enjoyable as well, although one server had quite a bit of difficulty understanding our order, repeating it incorrectly twice, nodding recognition when we pointed to the item on the menu, and then sending out the wrong drink anyway. Appetizers tend to be superfluous in a Mexican restaurant, since a bowl of salsa along with a basket of chips arrives shortly after you are seated. It's easy to fill up on these, and the salsa at Tulum is really good. But I really like empanadas, so I saved room on one visit. They were delivered amazingly fast, about the amount of time it took our server to walk to the kitchen and return. A little too fast, as it turned out. They were not quite hot enough to crisp properly, and although they tasted good, two were greasy. These come in either a shredded chicken or ground beef version, and I would order either again based on the flavor of the fillings. The menu items that are also found in other Mexican restaurants compare favorably to other good restaurants in this genre. Baja shrimp tacos consist of three tortillas filled with large, deep-fried shrimp coated with coconut. They are crisp, not overcooked, and the coconut makes a good match for the shrimp flavor. They're topped with pickled cabbage, shredded cheese, fresh avocado slices, and a Swedish spicy aioli. Fajitas are offered with a choice of four proteins, or you can get a trio combination. I ordered pork, chicken, and beef, but received shrimp, chicken, and beef. The shrimp were a little firm, but fresh tasting. The beef more firm and a little fatty, gristly in a few places. The chicken all breast meat, a little dry, but pleasant enough. This arrives on a hot platter, sizzling, with red and green bell peppers, tomatoes, and onions. The dryish, slightly overcooked texture in the proteins is a function of that hot platter. You gain in presentation, but you lose a little in cooking control when a platter is prepared this way. Rice, refried beans, a guacamole salad, and a choice of corn or flour tortillas are served on the side. Enchiladas are available with red tomato or green tomatillo sauce, filled with shredded chicken or ground beef. We chose enchiladas suizas, two chicken, two beef, which come with the green tomatillo sauce. The rest of the filling is Swiss cheese, cilantro, red onion, and a sprinkling of crumbled queso fresco, richly flavored. What sets Tulum apart is the more upscale From the Grill section of the menu, as well as a few other items that I have not seen elsewhere. Polo Hawaiano, for example, presents a fresh pineapple, halved, filled with grilled chicken breast, onions, mushrooms, pineapple chunks, and melted cheese. Piña al Pastor uses the same presentation and supplemental ingredients, along with pieces of grilled pork. These are quite striking in appearance, equally impactful in flavor, both winners. As good as these are, they pale in comparison to molcajete, which is downright spectacular. A large, heavy stone pot is filled with grilled chicken, steak, shrimp, ground chorizo sausage, queso fresco, and slices of cactus. The steak, ribeye, thinner than steakhouse style but thicker than in other dishes, is layered across the top and over the edges of the pot. The shrimp and chicken are not overcooked, kudos to the kitchen, and dipping into the hearty tomato-based soup, the soup host reveals another layer of flavor from the ground sausage. Two green onions lend visual impact as well as flavor. The cactus looks like a green bell pepper and tastes somewhat similar. I thought this was the best dish I have ever had in a Mexican restaurant. Ironically, the somewhat dryish, firm texture often encountered in the chicken and beef just about disappeared when I had leftovers another night. It was more tender and much more moist, and portion sizes just about always allow for another meal. This makes me think Tulum should get additional consideration for takeout. Check the restaurant's Facebook page for frequent announcements of daily specials. So, if traditional Mexican dishes are your primary focus, Tulum is as good a choice as any. But if you are more adventurous and are intrigued by something more upscale, Tulum fits the bill. Tulum Bar and Grill is located at 411 North Cherry Street in Winston-Salem. Their phone is 336-448-5486, and their website, TulumWS.com. Next up from Wilmington Magazine, a four-part Ogden venue opens the Parlor House Bar and its outdoor space for concerts and markets by Joe Jancerak. Cocktails, food, ice cream, and a well-shaded outdoor space for concerts and special events will soon exist in a single venue in the Ogden neighborhood of Wilmington. The goal is to provide everything one needs for family and pet-friendly fun, says Katie Tarr, who together with her husband Randy is driving development of The Bend, a 3-acre property owned by GGAT LLC. When it's all said and done, there will be four components, two of which will open later this fall: the Middle Sound Grill restaurant, to be operated by family friend Chris Politis, and a soft-serve ice cream parlor named Grumpy's. A playful oxymoron, because no one can be grumpy while eating ice cream, says Randy, who has wanted to open an ice cream shop since the couple and their two children moved from the Chicago area to Wilmington 5 years ago. Their neighborhood, Anchor's Bend, inspired the venue's name. While all four components will play key roles in the Bend's overall success, two parts are now open. The Parlor House, a former 50-year-old, 2,000-square-foot brick ranch house that has lovingly been transformed into a cocktail lounge with a laid-back vibe along with its outdoor space, complete with a 20-foot by 40-foot partially covered deck, picnic tables, a large screen television for sporting events, a stage for live performances, a colorful mural painted by local artist Carly Sion, and plentiful shade provided by the property's magnolia, pine, and oak trees. Pathways lead to the two garages that will soon become the Middle Sound Grill and Grumpy's. With this something-for-everyone venue, Randy and Katie hope to fill the neighborhood void left by Fermental Beer and Wines, known by locals for its outdoor music and family-friendly events, before it relocated to the Cargo District. Early indicators show the couple is headed in the right direction, with live music scheduled on most Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, comedy nights every other Wednesday, and plans for various vendor markets this fall. As for the Parlor House's friendly vibe, a great deal of attention has been paid to that, and it shows. The fireplace, leather couches and chairs, gold light fixtures, deep navy blue walls, dark green bar stools, and a 20-foot refurbished vintage shuffleboard give the venue, which seats about 50, a cozy look and feel. We partnered with Greer Elizabeth Interior to help pick out pieces to bring our vision to life, says Katie. We found a lot of secondhand items on Facebook Marketplace and the Ivy Cottage to create an eclectic and beautiful space. The drink menu includes specialty cocktails such as the Strawberry Rain, made with tequila, triple sec, simple syrup, rhubarb bitters, lemon juice, muddled strawberries, and a splash of ginger beer. And martinis that include Just Another Slice, made with key lime rum cream, whipped vodka, pineapple juice, cream of coconut, lime juice, served in a glass with a graham cracker rim. Rounding out the adult beverages are 20 draft beers and a diverse wine list, as well as a selection of mocktails, including On the Wagon with pomegranate, lemon juice, lavender bitters, simple syrup, and a splash of soda. Finally, until the restaurant is open, Katie wants readers to know, or listeners, to know that food trucks will be on the premises 7 days a week. While the vibe may be laid back, getting a new business off the ground is anything but. For that, Randy and Katie give thanks for the bar manager, Joseph Petroff, and their staff of 11. They're the best staff in town, she says. The couple, each of whom also hold full-time positions for now, Randy as an account manager for a heavy-lifting transportation equipment company, and Katie as a digital marketing specialist, also give thanks for the opportunity to work together. Knowing what each other is experiencing, what's stressing us, and being able to share in all of the wins is great, says Katie. There really isn't a downside, though balancing family life and adjusting to our new roles has been a challenge, she admits. Randy shares in the positivity, adding, Katie's my best friend and I love working with her. Working toward the same goals feels good. Might those goals include future expansion? I don't think so, says Randy, but if ever there was another shaded property like this one that became available, we might be open to that. The Parlor House at The Bend is located at 7227 Market Street in Wilmington. Their phone number is 910-319-7498. And for information about openings, closings, and food trucks, see their website, thebendilm.com. From Indie Week, homegrown flour tortilla business Del Norte keeps things local by Lena Geller. Del Norte doesn't have a website or a storefront, and until now, its press coverage has amounted to a fleeting mention in a Raleigh magazine sidebar. But the Durham-based flour tortilla company, which accepts orders via Instagram DM and delivers them once a week, has nearly sold out through the end of this November. This is normal, according to owner Arturo Perez. We just can't make enough, he says. Perez launched Del Norte last year with his sister, Karina. The two had originally hoped to sell breakfast tacos at area farmers markets, but their mom thought that idea was too involved. And they really needed her to be on board with the business, Perez says, because she was the one with the tortilla recipe. Eventually, they found a compromise in selling tortillas without fillings. It took a few months to convince her that it could work, Perez says, and then it took a few more months to nail down the actual recipe because she had never measured the ingredients before. The business is a family affair. The Perez siblings, along with their parents, start early on Saturdays, mixing the dough, portioning it, and using a heat press to shape dough balls into 6-inch rounds. By the afternoon, they have made 500 tortillas, 50 orders. Then Arturo delivers them to homes across the triangle. Perez attributes Del Norte's success to a few factors. While there are a number of local corn tortillerias nearby, there is a dearth of places to get a homemade flour tortilla, he says. Also, local sourcing makes for a quality product. The flour in Del Norte's tortillas comes from Lindley Mills in Graham. The lard comes from Left Bank Butchery in Saxapahaw, and the salt comes from Sea Love Sea Salt, which produces salt using seawater collected at Wrightsville Beach. A shout-out earlier this year from Bill Smith, the longtime chef of the now-closed Chapel Hill Institution Crook's Corner, boosted Del Norte's following on social media, Perez says. Score, Smith wrote in a February Facebook post. Even the salt is from North Carolina. Thanks, Del Norte Tortillas. I feel shrimp tacos coming on. Perez, his sister, and his father were all born in Tamaulipas, a state in the northern part of Mexico, where flour tortillas are the most common. The little play on words in the name of the business is because we are from Del Norte, the northern region of Mexico, Perez says, but also we live in Carolina del Norte, which is Spanish for North Carolina. Perez's mother grew up on a remote mountainous ranch in a different part of the country. She learned to make corn tortillas through the traditional nixtamalization process at a young age, Perez says, but didn't know how to make flour tortillas until she met her husband. Perez says the family hopes to expand Del Norte's production in the coming months to meet the demand. A website is in the works. So for more information or to order, go to DelNorteTortillas on Instagram. From Our State Magazine, Signature Smoke in Asheville's River Arts District. The 12 Bone Smokehouse, a beloved barbecue joint near the banks of the French Broad River, has gone through many changes. Location, owners, a new brewery. But no matter where it goes or what's on the menu, the tables are always full and the queue always tender. By C.A. Carlson. And here's an editor's note. We love and celebrate our mountain communities. However, following the devastation of Hurricane Helene, many areas remain inaccessible for travel. Please check drivenc.gov's travel map for the latest on traveling to these areas. I've probably eaten here 600 or 700 times over the years, Russ Tower says, as he waits for a friend at a picnic table outside 12 Bone Smokehouse. The smoky scent of barbecue welcomes the growing crowd. Suits to boots, as Towers describes it, a mix of business people and construction workers, along with locals and out-of-towners drawn to the offbeat vibe of Asheville's River Arts District. A tannery back in the area's industrial heyday, the brick building is now painted with colorful street art. Inside, the walls are covered in Sharpie-scrawled graffiti from fans who have visited the joint since it opened in this location 7 years ago. Towers has been ordering his favorite 12 Bones meal, the pulled pork plate with collards and mashed sweet potatoes, for much longer, though. He owns a nearby Outdoor Outfitters, Second Gear, and he's been a regular since the restaurant first launched in a cinder block shack down the road in 2005. I have been meeting friends for lunch at 12 Bones almost once a week from the beginning, Towers says. The menu hasn't changed much because, you know, why fix what isn't broken? Owners Angela and Brian King couldn't agree more. The couple took over the business from founders Tom Montgomery and Sabra Kelly in 2012. But you can still order the same blueberry chipotle ribs that won awards, and fans like Barack Obama, who visited 12 Bones twice and got takeout once during his campaigns and presidency. Beyond the ribs, which remain one of the most popular items, there's pulled pork and brisket that you can douse with house sauces like molasses-sweetened tomato, hot jalapeno, spicy vinegar, and tangy mustard. You can fill your plate with sides like lush corn pudding and slaw from an early 1900s recipe from Kelly's grandmother. Tom and Sabra taught us how to make everything, and they were glad that we came in without preconceived ideas, says Angela, who met Brian when they were both working in the Bay Area. Brian had grown up in western North Carolina, and barbecue was always a passion of his. When the couple had the chance to come home to the mountains and take over 12 Bones, they threw themselves into the business, tackling everything from dishwashing to accounting at both the original restaurant and a second location in a former gas station just south of Asheville. Over the years, the Kings have had to move both restaurants because of construction projects driven by Asheville's economic boom. That opened the door to a new ambition, though. 5 years ago, when they found a sprawling 1940s warehouse to serve as the next home for their southern location in Arden, they launched 12 Bones Brewing in the extra space. Angela's brother Dominic flew in from his brewery job in Colorado to help them get started crafting beers that pair well with barbecue. Under the watchful eye of the late food celebrity Anthony Bourdain, who presides in a mural over the restaurant, you can wash down your smoked turkey and brie sandwich with pours like the Country Casual, a dark lager made with local malt. The famous 12 Bones ribs are a natural complement to Mixtape Flashback, a German-style wheat beer flavored with 900 pounds of blueberries per batch. 12 Bones beer even shows up on the food menu. We encourage the chefs to experiment, Brian says. We've had beer pickles, beer barbecue sauce, beer cupcakes. We're an Asheville restaurant, and that kind of quirkiness makes sense. Angela's Korean heritage has made it to the plate, too, in the form of a special pork sandwich topped with her mother's homemade kimchi. It sold out fast. We try something new, and sometimes it's a huge hit like that, Angela says, and sometimes it doesn't work out, but our regulars stick with us. Their staff does, too, with several in the second decade of their 12 Bones careers. As the restaurant approaches a milestone anniversary in 2025, the owners are starting to think about a celebration, but not about big changes. 12 Bones hasn't made it 20 years for nothing, Angela says. We love it when people say that the food is as good as ever. 12 Bones Smokehouse is located at 5 Foundy Street in Asheville, North Carolina. Their phone, 828-253-4499. And the website, 12bones.com. And also from our state, Stanley County's Holiday Helpers. The Rosebriar eases holiday stress with scratch-made side dishes and breakfast trays, an idea inspired by the owner's mother, whose cooking was a treasured gift of the season, by Joe Gray. It's midday on the eve of Thanksgiving, and the Rosebriar should be hopping, except the parking lot looks empty. The lights are off, and the front door is locked. Instead of its regular lunch service, the Albemarle restaurant is serving the community today by preparing seasonal carry-out sides. Around back, the door opens onto a different scene, where staff members maneuver between the 1930s walk-in cooler, the stainless steel counter, and the stove trough crowded with soup pots of simmering white potatoes and green beans. Quiches rest on eye-level cooling racks, and sweet potato casseroles await their sugary pecan topping. In the Rosebriar's spacious dining room, pudding pies are getting a swirly whipped cream topping, and tables stripped of their burgundy tablecloths are already covered with pans of sourdough rolls and containers of herbed stuffing. Rosebriar co-owner Wes Udy is at his station next to the register, tearing chunks of biscuits into an oblong pan. Next comes fried crumbled breakfast sausage, more biscuits, more sausage, and a generous blanket of gravy. "I cook the way I like to eat," Wes says. "It's all the carbs and fat everybody loves." The former tax consultant finds himself perfectly at home in the kitchen. His wife, Melissa, is a full-time people person who greets every patron warmly. Together, they've embraced their new roles as small-town restaurant owners. "I grew up coming to the Briar with my mama. It was the fancy place with tablecloths," says Melissa, who's added her own fancy touch, floral porcelain plates. The modest, circa 1925 brick building on Wiscasset Street is surrounded by textile mill houses. It served the neighborhood first as a grocery store and then, beginning in 1987, as a restaurant made famous by the former owner's signature pies. "Now, Wes and I want to make life easier for our customers, especially at Thanksgiving and Christmas," Melissa says. Her mother, Debbie Hinson, inspired the idea to help holiday hosts. "Mama always said the meat was the easy part, so instead of turkeys, we're offering a smorgasbord of sides for take-home orders, plus several breakfast entrees for customers with overnight guests. When we had young children, Mama always wanted my sister and me to enjoy the holidays," Melissa says. "She did all the cooking as a gift, an act of love. The Rosebriers take-home holiday help is Melissa's way of extending that love in honor of her mother, who died last year. That's why side dishes like macaroni and cheese, along with Wes's breakfast trays full of biscuits and gravy, French toast casseroles, and savory quiches, wait to be claimed by customers lined up at the register. The Udies may still be finding their footing in the restaurant world, but in less than 2 years, they've shown an insatiable appetite for loving their Stanley County neighbors with more than food, no matter the season. The Rosebriar Restaurant is located at 528 Wiscasset Street in Albemarle. Their phone is 704-983-1001, and their website, rosebrieralbemarle.com. And finally, also from our state, a taste of the world in Jacksonville. After holding posts all over the map, military members and their families bring multicultural palates to North Carolina, seeking the flavors of former homes and past travels. In the Jacksonville area, local restaurants satisfy the demand for global cuisine around Camp Lejeune. So first off, the West Indian Kitchen. Nobody does comfort food quite like Mama. With her friendly and funny personality and, of course, her cooking, Lucia Stridiron has earned the term of endearment from everyone who eats at the colorful restaurant that she owns with her husband, William. In 2016, the Stridirons started a food truck named after a restaurant that William's mother opened in the U.S. Virgin Islands in 1967. Lucia took the truck to Camp Lejeune every day, building relationships with the Marines there. In 2022, she opened her brick and mortar, where she cooks a variety of comforting Caribbean dishes: braised oxtails, which William eats daily, curried goat, jerk and curried chicken, plantains, whole red snapper, collards, and empanadas, using recipes that she's developed, as well as a few from her own mom. West Indian Kitchen is located at 93 Western Boulevard, Suite F. Their phone number is 910-968-0069, and their website, facebook.com/The West Indian Kitchen. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.